We're going to see this new extra point thing for a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, 2 weeks.
What are your thoughts on it? How's this going
to I think it's good. I think it's an exciting, you know, I think it actually puts more emphasis on the kicker. I mean, I think it's going to make their job more important. You know, it's not a gimme, that's for sure. And I think they're going to, you know, test it for 2 weeks, see what the percentages are. And, you know, if they're anywhere around 80, I think it's going to be something that they're going to really look at going forward.
Not playing these exhibition games to win, but will there be a little strategy involved, whether to go for two from the two as opposed to kick these?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you'll see. I think you'll see more teams trying 2 points in the next 2 weeks, or the first 2 weeks of preseason. For us, I think we're going to, you know, we got the kicking competition going, so that's like a field goal for us. So it's a good year to have this new rule for us.
Dave, when push comes to shove, how would you feel about going with a rookie if that's what you end up doing as your place?
If he wins the job, we feel good. You know, that's what this is all about. This is what the training camp's about, and the preseason games. We're gonna find out who the best guy is and go with it.
Have you ever done that? Was Robbie Gould a true rookie?
Robbie was a rookie, but you got to remember we had a guy get hurt. We got a guy get hurt that year, and we brought five guys off the street, and Robbie happened to be one of them. He was the best kickoff guy. We ended up signing him, and the rest is history. So
he bounced around a little bit before he got to you.
Yeah, he was at Ravens and New England.
So he wasn't really a true rookie. Though.
It takes a while for kickers to stick. You know, sometimes they bounce around three or four teams before they get on hook on with one.
What about the rookie you got? Where is he?
He's doing well. He's competing. You know, it's a real battle, and you know, the preseason games are going to tell us a lot.
How do you know how he's going to respond to a slump?
That's
kickers inevitably get
we just
it.
Don't know. I mean, those are things that you don't know. So you have to, if he does miss one, you got to see how he responds and does he make his next kick or not, and how he responds and how he acts, what's his body language like, those type of things. So those are things that we got to evaluate.
Looks like you got a bunch of options again in the return game. How's that?
It's going well.
Enough reps to get everybody a good look.
Preseason. That's fortunately you get a lot of reps. So we got a lot of guys. Like you said, we got a stable of returners and. I'm certain that a punt returner and a kick returner is going to rise for us.
Dave, what characteristics does a special teams player need to be successful in your system?
He needs to have great football instincts. He needs to play with great effort, great speed, strength, toughness. All those attributes are important.
Dave, besides your kickers and your returners, are there guys, core special teams guys, you're particularly eager to get a look at in a game?
I mean, a lot of the young guys. You know, I want to see D Ford. I mean, D Ford, I know he's going to be a pass rusher for us, but he's going to play some special teams for us. I'm excited about seeing him. A lot of the young players, Albert Wilson, I want to see him in some coverage. You know, we know he can be a returner. We believe he can, and we want to see him cover some kicks. I mean, those are two guys, just an example.
Is Sorensen on that list?
Sorensen's certainly on the list. Yeah, all the rookies. I mean, we can't wait to see those guys.